Maseches Sukkah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis, Metzah Yantiv Harishayin Shochag, Metzah Yantiv Harishayin of Sukkot, Yardu LeEzras Nashim. The Carmel Levim came down from the Ezras Yisrael into the Ezras Nashim, Umetaknim Sham Tikkun Gadol. They made a great improvement over there in the Ezras Nashim, LeKavod the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. What was the great improvement? They made balconies all around the Ezras Nashim in order that during the Simchat Beis HaShoeva, the women should be up there in the balconies while the men are down, in order that the men and the women shouldn't be in its area, they shouldn't be together. Umenoro Shalzav HaYusham. And over there in the Ezras Nashim, they had golden menorahs that were 50 amas high. V'arba Sfalim Shalzav Berosham. On top of these golden menorahs, they had four buckets that were made out of gold. V'arba Sulmos L'kol Echad V'Echad. There were four ladders in order to get up on top to fill up those buckets. V'arba yiladim me'pirchei kahuna. There were four young kohanim, uvidam kadim shel shemen, and they held in their hand pitchers with oil, shalmeav esem lug, all together with 120 log. Each one of these kohanim had a pitcher of 30 log. Shehem atilim l'chol safa v'safa. I did these pitchers, they poured into each one of these buckets that were on top of the menorah shalzav. Maseches Sukkah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Mivaloi michnasei kohanim, umahar mayneim. From the worn-out michnasayim, from the big day kohanim, and from the worn-out avnetim, mehen hayim afkim. They used to rip those worn-out michnasayim and avnetim in order to make the silos for this menorah. Ubehen hayim adlikim. With those the silos they would light for the simchas beis ha-shoeva. There was not a chatzer in Yerushalayim that did not get lit up from these menorahs in the Ezras Nashim, because these menorahs were very high. They were 50 amas high, and the Harabayim also was very high, and the Kosel Mizrahi that faced the rest of Yerushalayim was very low, so it lit up the rest of Yerushalayim.